Well, now, look us up on the Google and watch the Uncut Gems podcast. This here's our Patreon exclusive Steven Soderbergh Shiloh Cut episode for October 2023. And my name's Randy.
My name's Jack.
And also, as I switch out of the accent,
and my name is Cletus.
We've also got with us our very best Soderbergh analytics buddy, a guy who we picked up along the Soderbergh railway line at the Girlfriend Experience station, if I'm not mistaken, and he's been hanging out with us ever since, Jack Luke Sharp.
Oh, thank you very much for having me back. Soderbergh is a treat to talk to with you two as well, so I'm very excited to talk about the Logan Lucky, which no one ever saw when it came out, and no one really talks about now, but I think it's a defining moment in Soderbergh's career, and for a few others as well, which will be interesting to talk about. So I'm really excited to crack on and perfect. Talk about a Southern charm, I'm sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we've got some stuff. Jakob was just playing, so we know we have some stuff in store for a NASCAR
fuck
culture
yeah!
talk. All right. First off, I want to take a moment to say thank you to our listeners and our subscribers. Look, it really means so very much to us. Jakob and I are just a couple of dads who hang out on Friday nights talking about movies. Sometimes
I started drinking at 6 a.m.
waiting to talk about these films. And sometimes we come up with absolutely crazy opinions. So to the folks out there who stick with us and support us, you know, folks like Rich and Tony and Sarah, that's just a few of you. Thank you so much. Big thanks. What you do helps pay the bills, yes, but it also means that people actually give a crap. And thank you for that.
Thank you. Olden patrons.
If you're listening to this on the main show feed, this live rich audio will trail away in about 15 minutes, but don't worry, you can catch the rest of the episode on Patreon at patreon.com/uncutgemspod. Sign up, you'll find this magical recording and lots of other stuff. And I guess we'll get into our Patreon announcements for October. Our main show theme is going to be Demonic-tober, specifically William Peter Blatty's Demonic-tober. So on the main show, we're discussing the Exorcist sequels and prequels. So we'll be releasing on Patreon here next week, October 12th, our celebration of the 50th anniversary of William Peter Blatty's The Exorcist.
Fuck yeah!
This one's a keeper.
It's a keeper, all right. So, yeah, The Exorcist from the late, great William Friedkin.
Oh, my God.
So watch for that next week. And that episode, I think we can announce, is going to be free. So that is going to be a listed amongst all of our Patreon entries, but it will be unlocked. So tell your friends about it. It's a good opportunity for them to give us a try and check out what we do.
Another one. Hold on.
Fuck yeah!
Right on, partner.
Not even through the intro yet. He's done it 9 times.
Okay. And Cassavetes Marathon, that will continue at the end of this month, where we'll be talking about Gloria. Today.
Fucking hold me.
Today, our plan is to get around to discussing our monthly Soderbergh Shallow Cut within our 13-month journey through Steven Soderbergh's career. And we're now firmly in the post-retirement era. So let's get going. Today, we's discussing his 27th feature film, Logan Lucky.
They're going fast and left!
Are you all good? Before I take on any job, I look at it the same way as it takes to make the thing. Positive versus negative. Now, you mix a little bit of this with a little bit of that, and you get a reaction.
A reaction is power, and it's moving fast, and it's moving away from you, and it keeps moving till it hits something.
Like a vault wall.
Sure, like a vault wall. And that energy is moving away from you. It's called the positive pressure phase. But there's also a negative pressure phase. That part of the thing that sucks some of the energy back towards you. So you want to make sure you always got more positive than negative. Or else you got to get out of the way fast.
Logan Lucky is a 2017 release directed by Mr. Soderbergh, written by Rebecca Blunt, produced by Gregory Jacobs, Mark Johnson, and Channing Tatum and his producing partner, Reed Carolyn. So Tatum's in on this sort of on the ground floor as well. Stars Tatum and Adam Driver and Daniel Craig and Riley Keough, Katie Holmes, Dwight Yoakam, a bunch of other people. And cinematography and editing are also done by Soderbergh himself under his pseudonyms. So the story of Logan Lucky is, and others have summarized it way better than I could, it's a hillbilly heist. There's even a line in the movie, it's Ocean 7-Eleven. I think that's a good one. Soderbergh himself called it a low-tech Ocean's 11 with a heist held together by the technology of rubber bands. You know, so this is a pretty good synopsis in my book. I'll add this. Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, and Riley Keough, they play siblings from rural West Virginia. One's a heavy equipment operator, one's a bartender, one's a hairdresser, and they coordinate a sophisticated heist of the Charlotte Motor Speedway during the prestigious Coca-Cola 600 NASCAR race. So that's what the story is behind the scenes. Now, Logan Lucky, and I mentioned a little bit on our main show when we discussed Unsane, which was released, I guess, after Logan Lucky. But after Behind the Candelabra, Soderbergh sort of famously retired. And what that retirement looked like, I'll just sort of go through it again. He had 2 or 3 months off, and then he said, well, I should get a little bit busy here. So he created and directed every episode of the first 2 seasons of The Nick. He started a company and partnered with a distillery in Bolivia to become a high-end distributor of brandy. He directed an off-Broadway play, The Library, written by Scott Burns, starring Chloe Grace Moretz. He helped develop and then direct all 7.5 hours of content for an interactive murder mystery app series where you can choose the protagonist for whose story you want to watch. And this stars Garrett Hedlund, Paul Rubens, Sharon Stone, and Beau Bridges. And as a producer, he helped adapt The Girlfriend Experience, his film, into a series which still runs today and was running a number of experiments on his website with classic films. So anyway, this is what his retirement looked like. In 2017, he decided that he should quit lazing about.
The man can't sit down.
And he decided to formally end his retirement. And he came across this script for Logan Lucky. More on the script in a little bit. So he figured that this script would be a good fit for a new production company that he was forming, Fingerprint Releasing, and for a new distribution company model that he was toying with, which would allow him as creator to have complete creative control from the script to distribution, basically the whole life cycle of the film. So this was his idea. Soderbergh said he retired because of the business interference from studios, their lack of faith in creatives, and that they weren't allowing him to make, and these are Soderbergh's words, mid-budget movies for adults, end quote. So, like, for instance, Behind the Candelabra, that had to go to HBO in North America, and studios, for instance, did not trust his films would make any money. Cinemax, even the TV show The Nick, Cinemax would not invest in his ambitious ideas for seasons 3 and 4, which included new technology and black and white anamorphic lenses. So that's why The Nick died after 2 seasons. So the Fingerprint Releasing business model, it's a 2-part distribution model. And this is from the lips of Soderbergh himself. Step one, raise your budget by selling off foreign distribution rights. So the entire $29 budget came from international pre-sales of Logan Lucky. Step two, sell everything except the movie showing up in a theater in order to pay for advertising and the prints for the movie. This means selling all the post-theatrical post-theatrical rights to HBO, Netflix, VOD, airplane viewing, all that stuff. Just sell it, and that'll get you your prints and your advertising. So to Soderbergh, he was adding this entrepreneurial spirit to his filmmaking, and he felt that it would bring filmmakers close to the decision-making about screenings and distribution and, you know, how films roll out. Maybe it should be mentioned that Fingerprint Releasing only ever released two films, this and Unsane, even though Sofia Coppola nearly signed on to do a project with them. So anyway, that's sort of an interesting background piece to Logan Lucky. Matt Damon was initially set to star, or at least that was the rumor. Michael Shannon was cast, but he left early on because he had scheduling conflicts. And if you look at Michael Shannon's schedule, if you look at his IMDb from 2016 to 18, he had like 24 acting credits. So no doubt he had scheduling conflicts. So he left, and then Channing Tatum eventually became attached to it. Logan Lucky shot during August and September 2016, with a lot of it shot on location at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's where the story is actually set. And they also shot at another speedway in Atlanta. And finally, just to come back for a moment on the script, which I mentioned I wanted to return to, the script which magically appeared that Soderbergh wanted to do, no one really knew who the scriptwriter was, Rebecca Blunt. So there were a lot of rumors, and people speculated that maybe it was Soderbergh who wrote it himself, or it was a family friend. Although none of the cast or producers nor Soderbergh himself confirmed it, it did come out that this was written by Soderbergh's wife. Rebecca Blunt was revealed to be Julie Asner, whose family is from West Virginia.
No.
So it wasn't really his alias, because it sounded like his alias, like who's someone without any credits.
Yes, totally. But Julie Asner, this is her. She wrote the whole thing, apparently. And it's so based on...
He wrote it. He probably stood beside her going like, this line's shit. Like, can you please just write it like this? Just do it like this. Like,
who knows?
Full on David Mamet. Just write it like this.
They're going fast and left.
I doubt it. If nothing else, the story, Julie Asner's family is from West Virginia, and apparently some of these characters sort of trace back to people in her family. So anyway, but this is what the research gathered. Doubt it if you wish. So the film had a decent but small opening. It had a low threshold, though, to make its money back, because the $29 million budget was already in the bank. It was part of pre-sales. So Logan Lucky was profitable, at least from Soderbergh's perspective. But it's really hard to sort of look at it in the normal way that we look at, you know, sort of budget and revenue and yield. It's a little bit different a beast. Critics really liked it. No one found it particularly deep or thoughtful, but it was almost universally praised. Owen Gleiberman, Peter Travers, Richard Roper, they all loved it. You know, it was sort of praise across the board. So, guys, that's the critics of the critics and the audiences of 2017. What y'all think here of Logan's Lucky? Jack, do you want to go first?
I'm about
naked. Yeah, of course.
I said no bacon.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of the film as well. I think it's interesting within his filmography, because obviously before this you've got Behind the Candelabra and Side Effects, and obviously and Haywire and Contagion, and we've done all them on that. Well, not Contagion, I've not been on that one, but with Haywire and stuff. And I'd always been a big fan of Soderbergh, but I hadn't really seen much of his stuff in the theatre. Obviously, I was conscious to watch Side Effects, but it was probably from that era where I really started to blossom in Soderbergh's career. So I remember when this came out, and it wasn't showing anyway. It was showing in the next town over to me.
If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.